All right, we're on the line now with meteorologist Bill Hibbert of the National Weather Service office here in Buffalo. And good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning.
Let's go into this this snow watch that we're seeing here. And what the heck? Let's get right into perhaps maybe if things were to go to their heaviest extent, what could some of those areas, Southern Erie, Chautauqua, Cattaraugus counties, in terms of snowfall, what could they see?
Well, with this period of lake effect snow that we're looking for, it's an extended period running from Saturday evening right into Monday morning. And it's a very potent storm, very cold, very sharp change in temperature. So we're looking at the ability for quite a bit of snow right now. We're going with a threshold of 6 inches to initiate the watch. But upward of a foot of snow across Cattaraugus, Chautauqua, and extreme southern Erie, I'm saying south of the town of Boston even, and probably concentrated on the hills around Otto and down into Randolph and across to Casadega. So a foot of snow possible and more even possible as well. So it's a long extent in time is the factor here that's going to bring the amount of snow.
And then just to take that a step further, obviously things can change to a certain extent from this period out because this watch doesn't begin until Saturday night. But what about maybe it shifting and coming up and perhaps touching upon the metro area a little bit?
Very unlikely. The center of the low center circulation is going to be well to our east, so that the northwesterly winds will be fairly fast and firm. They're pretty locked in direction, which will keep that concentrated. Actually, a connection from Lake Huron down across northeastern Lake Erie into the hills of the western southern tier. So it should stay safely away from Metro Buffalo.
What kind of weather then could Metro Buffalo see in the coming days?
Well, we'll see blustery, windy conditions and cold with snow. A couple inches, shovelable, scrapable, nuisance snow at the least, and some heavier snow as you get a little bit farther south into the south towns. So people might want to consider breaking out their snow blowers. But the travel will be difficult, though. That's going to be a concern with these winds. We're seeing winds gusting to 50 miles an hour at times on a northwesterly direction, which will put it across a lot of our highways at 219 and across the thruway. So you'll be seeing snow blowing across the highways and wind gusty winds. Trying to move your vehicles from lane to lane.
Well, Bill Hibbert, it's our first of probably many winter weather discussions in the coming months, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, sure thing.